USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I think you're going to see an incredible speech by the president, a visionary speech.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders discussing the State of the Union address that President Trump will deliver in about 10 hours.
The president's going to lay out some of the great successes that we've had over the last 2 years.
A Mexican border town near Texas now on high alert as about 2,000 Central American migrants approach. Police are in riot gear preparing for those migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. The town sits along the Rio Grande River across from Eagle Pass, Texas.
I didn't know we had as many fans in Florida as we do in Boston.
That's New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady during a parade in Disney World yesterday for his team, but he's back in Boston today for a Super Bowl victory parade in Boston that steps off at this hour. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The future of Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is still uncertain in Virginia. NBC reports Northam has told his staff he needs more time to decide what to do amid calls for his resignation after a racist photo surfaced from his 1984 medical school yearbook a few days ago. A huge papal mass held in Abu Dhabi. In fact, Pope Francis held the first such mass ever in the United Arab Emirates before a crowd of as many as 170,000 people by some estimates.
Let us confidently make those prayers to God the Father, the Lord of life and of history. And we await his joy and salvation.
Francis appealing for Christian and Muslim leaders to work together to promote peace and reject war. The number of confirmed measles cases in Washington State now at 50. 49 cases are in Clark County alone. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A poll finds 60% of Americans say they oppose new construction of a wall along the southern border. That's up 3% from a Gallup poll conducted back in June. The border wall issue again is expected to come up prominently in tonight's State of the Union address. The Gallup poll also showing just over 20% of Americans believe illegal immigration is the country's biggest problem. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences revealing the first round of presenters for this year's Oscars. The list includes Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Tina Fey, Whoopi Goldberg, Jennifer Lopez, Charlize Theron, and several more. The show will not have a host after comedian Kevin Hart stepped down amid controversy over past homophobic tweets he'd made. The 91st Academy Awards, to be held in Los Angeles on Sunday, February 24th, will air live on ABC. And with Valentine's Day fast approaching, consumer spending is up for the day, though fewer Americans are actually planning to celebrate it this year. The National Retail Federation says Americans will spend an average of $161.96 on their loved one. That's up 13% from last year, easily topping the previous record set in 2016. Total spending expected to exceed $20 billion, but only 51% of those surveyed say they'll celebrate the day. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.